It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This week's VIP diver is Hyung JXNS. Hyung JXNS. Hyung Jackson's. HYEONGJXNS. Congrats. You are a very important patron. Sick
with anxiety. Disclaimer. So this episode was recorded for Valentine's Day, which was a long time ago. We're airing it now for no reason at all. Enjoy.
You are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Hello. You are listening to the most important podcast in the world. Today, I have a very special guest with me. Rapper, father, husband, podcaster, radio personality, author, Game of Thrones fanatic, Star Wars lover, Tableau of Epic High.
Hi.
Please introduce yourself.
This is my podcast. Hi, Eddie. This is my manager, Eddie, trying to introduce me. Hi, Eddie. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's weekend, right? So everybody's like in love. Hearts everywhere. Candy. Pink. Pink like balloons in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolates being like passed around.
I think your perception of Valentine's Day from your childhood, it's actually changed quite a bit.
Are you trying to date me?
No, I'm going to keep it real quick. So things have changed. You know, back in the day when you used to have the… You know, you go into elementary school and you have like your Valentine's Day boxes. And remember everybody would bring in their own Valentine's Day little cards and then drop them in.
Yeah.
Was that an American thing? Do you do that in Canada?
Dude.
Diane, do you know what I'm talking about? I heard recently that's kind of frowned upon now. Kind of the way that like trick-or-treating is kind of… gotten a bad rep because people are like putting like not normal candy in it.
Yeah. And also, okay, here's the thing. We did that in our elementary school too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like you bring in a Valentine's Day like candy or chocolates for and a card for the person that you want to give it to, right? And like we weren't designated like a one-to-one thing, right? Like Secret Santa. So some kids would get like 4 Valentine's gifts from people in the class. And some people would get none. That's what happened, right? So like some of the popular kids would get like 8 Valentine's Day cards and chocolates from like 8 of the girls in the class. And I would get like 1, right? And people would be like comparing and it just made people feel bad. So I think that's why they got rid of it. I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
No, ours was very different. Everybody had like their own shoebox that was decorated, you know, during arts and crafts. And then there's just like a big hole like cut into it. And then basically it's like everybody bring your own Valentine's like candy. So if there are 20 kids in the class, I would prepare 20 little cards.
See, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. But the way our school did it, it might not be like… a thing, but like maybe the teacher kind of messed up, right? Because that's the way we did it in our school.
Yeah, that ain't right.
And I only got 1 chocolate packet, and the kid next to me has like 8. Like, and I'm like, what? And I try to figure out like who gave it to me, and it was the only other Asian, like the Asian girl gave it to me, right?
Aww.
And I felt horrible because I didn't give 1 to her. Okay.
Yeah.
And,
Were you like Ralph in The Simpsons? I choose you.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Ralph in The Simpsons.
No, I mean like
plot twist.
Eddie, who is that person that's talking to me right now?
My word.
No idea.
Who is that person that's talking to us right now?
I'm the person that controls whether this goes anywhere.
True. She keeps us on track.
Is that Diane?
That is Diane.
Okay, okay. I actually didn't get your reference.
Me neither.
But
The Sims, it's a very classic, famous episode.
The Simpsons?
Yeah. Ralph doesn't get any card, so Lisa feels bad for him and gives him a card that says, I choose you. And then he develops a big crush on her.
I do remember.
Because she was just being nice to
him. I do remember.
You're talking about Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
Come on.
But I had a feeling that this other Asian girl that was in class was told by the teacher. Like there was evidence for me to believe that the teacher told her to give one to me. Because we were Asian, right?
Oh man.
And I had that feeling. And I felt bad that I didn't give her one. But at the same time, it would have been worse if I did. Right? Because it would totally justify this situation that this teacher made. But anyways, I'm saying… It was a weird moment. And Valentine's Day just wasn't it's just not a great day for people like me who's not popular.
Going off of that story, I do remember, I mean, because I didn't have very many Asian people in my class.
Yeah.
You know, I was like in third grade. I'm single, but I'm not really looking to mingle. I'm just like, I'm a third grader.
Of course you're single. You're in third grade.
No, I know, but people pair up.
Okay.
People pair up. I mean, you find like your first like girlfriend, boyfriend, you hold their hand for a couple of days and then you move on, you know? But I remember there was like a Chinese American girl and then a Korean American girl. And people were just like, even my friends are like, yo, those are your two options. Like,
yeah, I know.
Are you going to choose between the two? I'm like, dude, I like have a lot on my plate. I'm not ready for a relationship right now.
You think you told this story a little bit last time?
Did I?
Yeah, when we were talking about like racism, maybe
I brought that part up.
Maybe you told me like in confidence.
No. Yeah,
You talked about your third grade girlfriend, and you didn't like her or something. I do remember.
Yeah, and people try to like
because
people
those try facts to, are completely
people
wrong.
Expected you guys to be together because she was Asian.
Nope.
No, this never happened. Is exactly the same story.
Okay, why don't you go back to the racism
episode.
Here's
the thing. Here's the thing.
Scan it through.
Here's
the thing. I never mentioned it. I mentioned third grade a lot.
You talk a lot. Like you talk a lot about your private life on this podcast. Which isn't called the Eddie Nam podcast.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. I leave it all on the table.
Here's
when are you
going
to tell them those real stories, baby?
Here's the thing. People are celebrating Valentine's or whatever, right? But today, I want to talk about all the people that are left behind in the dust, okay? In the aftermath of this bloody day we call Valentine's. We're going to talk about heartbreak. Because our Discord, some people hit us up and oh my God. Some of these horror stories. You want to hear one?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay, here's one from Cocooned Soul. Okay.
Whoa. Pretty
off
heavy
the
screen.
Bat, pretty heavy, right? She put it all in that name. I was studying abroad and wasn't looking for anything serious. So I would just tell people I was going back to my country. Okay, wait. I'm getting confused already. Hold on. I was studying abroad. And wasn't looking for anything serious. So I would just tell people I was going back to my country. Oh. So I have to go back to my country at some point.
So I can't
start anything serious. Okay. Fast forward a semester. I got a boyfriend. But he broke up with me. Saying he's going home. But then I saw him in Nando's a month later.
Nando's? What's that?
What's Nando's?
Nando's is a very popular chicken like chain restaurant in the UK.
Oh,
so they
Chicken Nando's.
Okay, so she got played at her own game, right? She was telling people that she has to go back to her country. So she can't start anything like long lasting, right? And this dude was like, you know, I like you. They got together. And then this dude said that he needs to go back home and like away. But like a month later, she saw the dude at Nando's.
That is so a the guy funny
was,
story.
Man, the guy was lying.
So they're both from, according to Nando's, right? They're both from the UK.
No, I think they're both studying abroad in the UK.
They're both studying abroad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the UK.
Okay.
So they didn't want to start anything new. This dude told her that they need to break. They got together. And then he told her, like, they got to break up because he has to go back to his country.
Got it.
But a month later,
he's still
plot
around.
Twist, he's still there. And he's at Nando's eating chicken and God knows what. Like, nothing happened. While this person's heart has been and soul has been cocooned
right.
because of this guy. Okay?
Is there a call to action? Like a tableau? What should I do?
Or? No. She's so heartbroken that this is like… That's all there is. Like there's not even a question.
But if you were in that situation… Would you confront that person at Nando's? Or would you just be like… This fucker.
Well, I would at least go and grab a chicken and just… Eat it. You know? I would leave with something. Like I'd just walk up and I'd be like… Oh, so this is home. For you, huh? Nando's? And then I just grab a chicken. Walk away chewing on it or something.
Mm.
You know? I gotta take at least a chicken wing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But situations like this do happen.
Yeah.
Right? Where someone lies to you. Like says that, you know… They gotta break up with you because they're sick. And in incredible pain or something. And then like 3 days later, you see him like doing like backflips or like, you know. And then the person's heart's broken. And it's just like, you know, you see that happening all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not to me.
Heartbreak builds character.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the equivalent of like not getting a text back. But then you see them on like Twitter or Instagram.
It's like…
Yeah.
It's like ghosting IRL. Okay.
Yeah.
Ghosting in real life is what's happened here. Okay. You tell them something and you know, you're not here anymore, but you are. You know? You're going into Discord with invisible mode on. That's basically what this dude is doing at Nando's. Got anything to add? It just seems like you don't care. Am I wrong? Do you not care?
I mean…
Okay, if you don't care…
I mean…
On to the next one.
Sorry, cocoon soul.
Okay.
I wish I had more feedback, but this sucks.
This is from Ari, A-R-Y with a blowfish, 4. Okay, and the name is in yellow. So she's a…
VIP diver.
Thank you for supporting.
Thank you for caring.
But just saying… Even if you don't support us on Patreon, we love you, right? Like this podcast is supposed to be free, right? So it's for all of you to enjoy. We appreciate it. But we do appreciate it when you do support us, right? So thank
you. Yeah.
Anyways, Ari says, for me… do you want to…
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah. I just…
Do you want to…
I think I have a better speaking voice.
What?
For me… There was a guy I was dating 3 years ago. And we went bowling every Saturday night. Unlimited for 5 months.
Oh, that's a lot of bowling. Like that's a lot of
20 sessions. 20, 22 sessions. I should note ahead of time that he had a sharp, italicized sense of humor. She italicized sharp. He would poke fun at me. And I would take it because I wanted a boyfriend and felt like I needed attention at the time. Now let's fast forward to the Saturday Super Bowl. And we are bowling. I just got my hair down. Done. And he hadn't mentioned it. I was sulky but let it go until 2 hours into…
Oh, she got her hair done but he didn't say…
Acknowledge
he didn't recognize that she had her hair done.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
I was sulky, but I let it go until about 2 hours into our unlimited bowling session when I finally asked him what he thought of my hair. He told me this. I like it because if I get tired of your face, I can do this. And he proceeds to cover my face with my own hair and pushes me away. Stunned, I left the ball at the table, changed my shoes, and walked past the counter. The alley owner was sweet to me and sometimes didn't make me pay. But that night, he double charged my ex. Apparently, he banned him for a month too.
Well, dude, this is just a classic case of an asshole. That's not fun. That's not a sharp sense of humor.
Right.
Obviously, it's like a very immature, but is it like pulling pigtails? Or do you think this guy's like straight up like, well, he obviously just didn't like you or?
Well, I have some things to say about this. Because, you know, Brittany and I have been friends for over 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've known her since ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And our friendship was very teasing heavy.
Yeah.
You know, someone would say even teetering along the lines of bullying. Right? But that was also just, you know, you get to know each other like that. You poke fun at each other. But it's kind of in love, in jest, whatever. But clearly there was something there to be bowling for 5 months straight. And maybe one time he took it a little bit too far. But if the bowling alley dude is like, you know, I'm even going to go out and post fraudulent charges on this guy because of the way he… You know, maybe there's something with the bowling alley owner. I don't know.
I don't know. But still, like, if I get tired of your face, I can do this and then cover the face with the hair and then pushes her away.
And then abused her.
I mean, honestly, you shouldn't be touching people's hair.
Yeah.
Like, really, don't mess with people's hair.
Yeah.
Right. And then pushing her away. And also, here's the thing, like, a lot of people like give people a benefit of the doubt or like, you know, give people like, you know, get them off the hook with things like cynical sense of humor. He's got a dark sense of humor, stuff like that. Right. But realize the word humor is still in there. Right. So if this person's not making you laugh, it's not a sharp sense of humor. It's just not humor at all, right? If it's making you feel uncomfortable or mad or sad, don't let that person off the hook by saying that he has a weird sense of humor. It's just weird. It's not a sense of humor is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm playful with my friends and my loved ones too. But I wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
I also wouldn't double charge someone.
Let's be clear. That wasn't right either.
Yeah,
I think what she meant is that instead of having her pay for her bowling, she charged him for hers and his. Because it's like, he could easily just be like, oh, well, two people bowled, so he paid for it.
This is why we have Diane.
Yeah, she's looking at it from the other side.
She provides that perspective that we just simply do not have.
Yeah.
Just listening to what they said.
Yeah, like we are incapable of fully understanding words.
I'm not a type of guy that reads between the lines.
Yeah, I don't.
Or just reading the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't read.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that like, would you take someone doing something like that as like… indication of someone who is trying to flirt but went too far, or just straight up like, oh, clearly he didn't like you.
If this person didn't like Ari, I mean, would they be bowling together that much?
Maybe he just likes to bowl.
This guy sounds
pretty simple.
It is possible because recently I was at a bowling alley with Haru and my wife, and because Haru likes to go bowling.
Yeah.
Why? For the life of me, I don't know. Because she's not that great at it. I'm gonna be honest here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she does get a strike every year once, you know, in a while. But so we're playing, and the alley, like the lane right next to us, there was a couple. Okay. And like this dude was trying to beat his girlfriend so bad. Okay. And like, I was watching that and I was like, why? Like, what? Why would you even go on a date like this when you're trying to, like, if you want to destroy your your girlfriend. Like if you're upset that she's like she knocked over more pins than you.
Oh, he was getting upset.
Yeah, like it looked like he was getting upset, and he was throwing the ball harder and harder as it went on. And I was just watching that, and also now that I think about it, like why was I so focused on their game
yeah,
as dude. Opposed to like caring about my family?
I'm pretty competitive with my wife.
Yeah, you are.
But it's fun.
Yeah, you are, and she hates it.
Yeah, right.
Britt told me she's like Britt told me like when you turned around, she's like he's so competitive.
She's athletic.
I hate it.
We keep each other accountable. Everybody's different.
Yeah, you guys have a very playful competitiveness, right?
Right.
Which is great. Like you're not getting upset.
It's like Pepper and Tony Stark.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is a good dynamic. Same thing with me and my wife, right? We're
exactly.
very competitive about everything.
Right.
Okay. But in a way where we're not really ever getting upset that we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the nature of good competitiveness between people that care about each other is when that other person wins, you're just as happy as, you know, you're actually more happy when you lose to that person. It's the competition that's fun.
Right.
Not the end result. Right?
Right.
And but the case in question was like this person looked like he was mad.
Yeah. And it's…
He's like getting another different ball. You know like… you know how like…
Yeah.
That's the sign of somebody at a yeah. bowling alley that's kind of like mad.
Yeah.
When they get a heavier ball.
Heavier ball. He's like… There's not enough chalk here.
Yeah.
He's like talking to the manager. He's yeah, like… Yeah. Where is the chalk? You
and
know?
And his spins start getting like more
into
hardcore. You know?
I mean, it's like bowling is not an activity where I feel you should get so competitive.
I'm strangely good at bowling.
But I'm not trying to bring down the bowling association. I'm not. But I will say that like the difference is you can get a guy who puts two fingers into the hole, not even the third one. And like that's how you spin it, right?
Yeah.
And then you got like a 6-year-old going up with the ball and then rolling it as slow as possible and still getting a strike.
Yeah, how did that?
yeah, so yeah. my I don't imagine how to like lining up and
yeah,
just chucking it down. So it is it a tough competitive sport? Yes, but it's also a flip of the coin sometimes, right? My mom, who does not play sports at all, will hit a strike every now and then. So level of difficulty, come on, dude. Why are you getting so mad at your girl?
I know bowling is not the issue here and it's a Valentine's Day it's like a Valentine's special. Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, the first time I went bowling, like, with Mithra… Well, not the first time, but I had heard that Mithra was, like… you know, he had some friends that he was, like, doing heavy bowling with. Right? So, one day they invited me. I go. I go like a normal person. I go in my normal clothes with just my wallet. Right? So, I get there and I'm trying to, like, pay to get a… You know, bowling, like I'm at the place where like people are picking their bowling balls, right? With the numbers, right? And Mithra comes in with this huge, like, specially made bag. And I'm like, what? Why is he bringing a bag? He opens it and he takes out like these custom balls.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And apparently they have like some weights inside or something like that to make it spin. And it's like, I don't know. It's like tailored to his fingers. So he has like these personal, like custom made balls and like glove and all this.
The wrist guard.
Weird. Yeah. Like unnecessary shit.
Just like a…
In my opinion. Right?
A jar of Bengay.
And I'm like… Okay. So this guy's been like bowling with other friends. So for a while. Because he has his own ball. Right? Like if you are investing into like having your own ball and carrying that around just to throw some balls at a bunch of pins. He must be really hardcore serious and maybe very good now. Right? And I'm like… And we start. And really not that great.
Yeah. You see that a lot.
Yeah. He's just not that great.
Yeah.
Now you would expect a custom ball to be doing things like that are unimaginable, like
right.
breaking pins,
right.
you know, like shattering them. But no, and he was like throwing stuff into the gutter, like, And I just looked at him and he just looked pathetic. You know? And then he's like, and then he puts it back into his bag and like, I don't know.
That is exactly who the bowling association is exploiting.
Yeah, you know people like saying? Mitra.
Even think about any sport, like it's even with soccer. There are the kids that wore the $400 cleats but never kicked the ball in their lives.
Yeah, were you one of those kids?
No. Yeah, but I could ball.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Incidentally, I also went surfing for the first time because of Mitra. Okay? He's really into sports, yeah, right?
He's outdoors.
So he took me surfing. Well, he didn't take me. I was there and I ran into him and he's like, do you want to go surf? And I was like, okay.
Where is this?
This is in Yangyang, which is a big surfing town in Korea. It's a great place. So, but I was just there to just be in nature.
Yeah.
And I ran into him at this, just randomly on the street, which was really weird. Right?
You were there for the gram.
Yeah. I was for the gram. You know. Nature pictures.
And, I just having to like take a photo of you like as you're paddling.
Anyways, I ran into him and he's like, do you want to go surfing? And I'm like, okay. So I go and he's got his own board.
Oh my goodness.
He's got his own board. He's got like his own like wetsuit. He's got everything. And I'm like, oh, he must be really good at surfing. Because I had heard, again, I had heard that he has a group of friends that he surfs with apparently now. I borrow a cheap ass board that they have just like lying around. We get in there. And after like this guy teaches me like twice. He's like, here's how to get on. And I was up on the board like almost immediately. Okay. Because I've snowboarded before. So I picked it up really fast. And I look back as I'm like riding the wave. I look back at Mitra. Not that great. For a guy who has his own board?
Yeah.
Sounds like honestly, not that great of a surfer. So I was like, okay, whatever. I mean… So he's really into like buying the equipment.
Looking good.
Yeah, looking like a pro.
Yeah.
He looked good as he was falling into the waves.
On our honeymoon, we went surfing for the first time. Brittany is like grown up on the lake, so she's very good with water sports. Me on the other hand, not so much. But I remember thinking like, this is pretty cool. You're out in nature. They took us out on a boat and then they found like a sandbar like a mile into the ocean. It really felt like that moment in Interstellar.
On your honeymoon?
Yeah, in Bali. Okay. You know, in Interstellar, they go to that water world.
Yeah,
which is waves.
And Matt Damon totally backstabs them.
No, that is a different planet. Talking about the planet where they go and it's all water and they're like, whoa. And they land in the ocean.
And then Matt Damon runs away with the spaceship.
That's another planet. That's after.
Got it.
But remember, it's like the waves constantly come. They're like, oh wow, look at those mountains.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
just waves.
Yeah.
We found a little baby version of that in the middle of the ocean. Where there are just waves in the middle of the ocean.
Okay.
That really freaked me out.
Yes. That's scary.
But anyways, we were… totally lost my train of thought. Oh my god.
It was on a honeymoon.
It was on a honeymoon.
With your wife.
With my wife. We were surfing.
Yeah. And there was like a wave.
A lot of waves.
And Matt Damon ran away with the spaceship.
Dude, you threw me off with the Matt Damon part. I was getting there.
I'm really sorry. I thought that's the part.
No,
I thought
it was the waves and the surfboard.
Do you really not remember?
No, I really…
What were you trying to say? Something about equipment?
Yeah, something about equipment.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Dude, I know what I need to talk about.
You
As you were distracting me with Matt Damon, the point I was trying to make…
I wasn't trying to do that.
In the theme of activities that, you know, anyone can do or whatever… with the surfing thing, which seems a common theme with Mitra. Dude, surfing, unpopular opinion. It's a lot of work for a very short amount of satisfaction.
Come on.
Dude, riding the wave for like…
2 seconds.
10 seconds for me.
Not even
2 seconds for you.
It feels like 10 seconds.
Right.
But it's…
Yeah.
I can guarantee that you were up there for like maybe half a second.
Dude, I'm the guy inside the wave. Like touching the side of the wall.
Yeah, whatever. Like, whatever,
okay,
dude.
I'm that guy. But even for me being at that level, I'm kind of like, that was okay. Because getting to that point and like waiting for the wave and like my arms got so tired, like my neck is like looking up. And like,
okay, so you're saying it's just too much work for juice. Too much work for too short of a set. It's just like love.
The juice ain't worth the squeeze.
It is just like love. It's a lot of work for sometimes very little satisfaction. If you think about it, right?
No comment.
Because there's a quick breakup sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And you put your whole heart and soul into it, but it doesn't end well. Just like this. Felicious. Another VIP diver, I think. My story would be, one guy broke up with me saying I am too nice. Because he has cheated on me twice and I still forgave him. Turns out he cheated again for the third time, possibly more, and felt bad. Awkward is what she said.
At least she has a good sense of humor about it.
I think this is like when you're in so much pain that you can only laugh.
Okay. might be.
You know, so Felicia's here put a lot of work into this, man. She like, she paddled out into the unknown of the ocean, you know, throwing herself out there for this guy. Okay. And it was for nothing. It was for like this short moment of bliss while this guy was out like at three different beaches, you know?
Yeah.
Just having a time of his life.
Okay. I have a question that's not really related to that, but would you personally rather be ghosted or just like told just straight up on the phone or something, like in terms of being broken up with?
I have an opinion about that.
What?
I would rather be told straight up, because at least that's just straight up heartbreak. And the first being ghosted feels like you've been deceived. You kind of like are being told you're dumb. I don't really care about your feelings as much. So I'm just going to ghost you because it's easy. But for someone to go the extra mile and say, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. That is a more real talk and a more looking out for somebody, I think.
True. I'd rather just turn into a ghost, honestly. Like I would rather literally turning into like be turned into a ghost than be ghosted. Right? Ghosting is when you like just stop responding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like just change your phone number, all your like identification, your social security number, and just going to like witness protection, basically. Right?
Yeah, that actually, you put it that way, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, here's the thing. Epic High has a song called Happen Ending.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, I have a line, like in my rap, I have a line where I say, like, you know, breaking up is very much like, in a way, it's like killing somebody, right? Because you're basically erasing them from your life, right? And if you never see them again, it's basically the same thing, right? As them being dead to you, in a way. Because you will never see them again,
right?
And that's why, like, ghosting is so bad. Because you know they're there, but you have to, like… go with their game that you have to pretend that they're not there.
With that being said though, have you guys ever actually ghosted someone, romantic or not, just like to a person?
I ghost a ton of people. not like romantic or whatever. But I've ghosted a ton of like you know, just like sketchy ass people. Well, you have to ghost people like that.
Ghosting people that don't matter to you is fine. But someone that mattered to you at one point, you got intimate with or had a relation or connection with.
You gotta ghost them. But sure. I've ghosted, like, you know, there are like people like you get to know. Like, let's say you're working and then somebody, you get to know them and they like ask you for your number. And this is not romantic in any way. It's just like some person, right? It's like, oh, hey, can I get your number? And then like in the moment you feel awkward, so you give them your number. And you know, because you feel like maybe they want to be friends with you or something, but they immediately start texting you like in a way where it's like you feel like it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know? And I got that recently. I met this, you know, this guy at like this place. And I went to like the same school as him. And so he got my number. And then like at first was asking stuff that was more like, you know, about work. Like trying to work together on something. And then started texting me way too much. Like, and just saying things in a way where like it just felt really weird and uncomfortable. So I just blocked them. And I'm sure he's somewhere like saying that he got ghosted by me. But like, dude, like…
Know your boundaries.
Yeah, like chill the f*** out, right?
Can I guess what a text message like that might sound like?
Yes.
Screenshot of an Epic High song. You know, Eternal Sunshine. Screenshot, sends it to you. Ha ha, love this song. Just came up in my shuffle. You respond, cool man. Thanks for listening. 3 days later, ha ha ha, you won't believe. And it's a video this time. He's in a convenience store and the Sleepless album is playing through the Pandora.
It's very similar. Very similar, actually.
And then you just say like, ha ha. You know, really showing these closed off responses.
Yeah.
And the final straw is like, dude, I saw you, you know, from a distance. Wasn't sure if it was you, but didn't want to bother you because I know you're busy.
Oh, yes. It's very similar.
Really?
And here's the thing. Here's another thing. You know, I'm not on my phone with the chat open all day waiting for this person that I don't really know to text me, right? Obviously, because I'm a normal human being, right? I have other things to do. So I couldn't respond. Like, apparently this person sent like 4 or 5 texts to me. I couldn't respond, right? And then by the time I saw it, some of these texts were like, why aren't you responding?
Oh man.
I know you're busy, but why aren't you responding? And immediately I knew I had to block this person.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, do you don't even owe them like an explanation of why you're going to stop talking.
Yeah, and it could be that they're just really horrible like at, you know…
Communicating.
Or social cues.
Or like living in society.
No noonchi. Right.
Living in a society that comprises of other people. But like, you know, it's just… When you're an adult, like you just don't have time for that. You don't. And like you don't owe it to anyone to really do that.
There are a lot of conversations going on. That's why I remember when I found out about like the read receipts.
Yeah.
That's why I use read receipts because I need to make it very, very clear.
That if you're I've reading but not responding?
Oh, I don't really do that as much. But think about all of the correspondence that I have going on in a day. Like from people in production. Just like touring side.
A ton of messages.
There's just a lot. So at one point or another I'll get back. Maybe within 36 hours or something. But… yeah, I think people just don't understand how busy you actually may be. And that's unfortunate. But I mean, I see it with like Eric's phone all the time too.
Yeah.
Just people like, yo, you must be busy. But what do you think about Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
And honestly, the thing is, those same people that say that all the time, like, dude, can't you respond? Like, dude, how come I can't get you on the phone? Are the same way when you try to get them on the phone. Mm. Because they have busy lives too, right? And anytime someone like sends me like a whole…
Passive-aggressive
text.
Yeah,
like a bunch of texts. And they're like, dude, why aren't you responding? Why aren't you responding? Dude, are you busy? And stuff like that, right? Dude, if I'm not reading your message or responding… And you're having to ask me, are you busy? Do you not know that I am busy?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when that keeps repeating, I have to stop, you know, letting it happen. Like, because it's eating up way too much of time. Like, you know, taking time away from people that actually need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, you work all day. You gotta be a father and a husband and keep people that are close to you. We ain't got time to talk about Wolverine out of nowhere. No context, dude. Quit texting me about your high score on Tetris, okay? Like, I'm not interested. I'm busy.
And stop sending me short video clips of every single moment you hear my music in the streets. Dude, like, I know, I appreciate that my fans listen to my music, but stop sending me, like, because it's impossible that you went to 14 different places that all played that song.
But it's also just like, what are you supposed to say to that? It's like, how is there supposed to be a conversation made out of that being shared? Like,
yeah, and just be natural and we'll be friends if we, you know, if it's meant to be, right? But if not, like, you can't force friendship. You can't.
Okay.
I got a lot of feelings about this, but we can move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
this is the only time ghosting… Like, I'm saying ghosting in relationships is probably not a good idea, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not probably. It's just a bad idea. Don't do that, right? There's nothing to get out of it. But there are moments where you got to ghost some people.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all I'm saying.
I have some feelings about Valentine's Day to just bring it all back.
Because it is Valentine's weekend, yeah, right now.
We kind of took it off track.
No, but all of it is relevant,
yeah,
in some weird way.
I think that you can't really put all of your feelings and emotions into one day to celebrate that. Like an anniversary or Christmas to be this one day where you're just very kind to others. You know, and I think I need to do a better job of this as well. So I'm not very like an affectionate person or just like showering people with gifts or anything, even my own wife. But I think I just need to work on the small things daily that will make her feel loved. You know what I'm saying? Rather than a nice dinner. And if Brittany, if you're listening right now.
Oh, you're trying to make up for the fact that you didn't do anything for her for Valentine's
Dude,
Day?
I forgot Christmas present this year.
Oh.
That's like how crazy it's been.
Wow. Can I ask you a question? It could be a little personal, but like I'm just asking. Like, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Are you by any chance a sociopath? Like, have you ever wondered?
No.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering.
Busy man that doesn't have a good excuse for that. Because I agree. That's unacceptable. And this stuff like this has happened in the past, and that's why. She's great, but maybe one day she'll just snap and be like, this is the last time you forget about this. Then she slaps the shit out of me and then leaves.
Yeah.
Which I hope never happens. And starting today, since this conversation we've had, I'm going to do a little better.
Okay, well, here's the thing about Valentine's Day. Okay? No one really likes Valentine's Day. Are you kidding me? There's way more people that are like, Valentine's Day. Okay? And dude, if you're like so happy about Valentine's Day that you're like jumping in the air and, you know, and doing this with your feet, okay? If you're so happy, just do it like in your own space. Okay?
I think there are people that just love holidays in general.
Not everyone is out on the street celebrating Valentine's Day. There are people that are like, you know, that are really heartbroken, as you can see here, okay, with all our DMs and Discord comments. So be respectful of other people's disdain for this horrible day crafted by chocolate and candy companies to sell more chocolate and candy and possibly with the help of dentists. Trying to make more money from an epidemic of cavities. It is all just one big advertising campaign. All of these special holidays.
Yeah, I feel that.
Why do you think we have so many? Why do you think we have Christmas at the end of the year? To get rid of the inventory.
Inventory.
To get rid of the inventory. Let's make Christmas to get rid of the inventory.
Surely we will get rid of the fall collection by inventing a holiday.
Surely if we have Mariah Carey sing All I Want for Christmas. We can get rid of the inventory.
What on earth? We gotta go.
Anyways, okay. Happy Valentine's Day.
There we go.
We love you. That's too much. I don't know you.
Well, we don't. Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like,
I take it back.
Diane, that's the kind of thing that will get you ghosted.
What?
Okay.
Ma'am.
But listeners, thank you so much. We love you. And even if you didn't get like a Valentine's Day chocolate or Valentine's Day whatever or a gift or you didn't, nothing's working out for you right now.
Yeah.
Just know that, you know, it's not that important of a day.
Yeah.
There are other days.
We're filming this a little bit ahead of time, but I know I'll be doing nothing for Valentine's Day, so I'll be in solidarity.
If you are dealing with heartbreak, don't just hole up inside. Get out there. Get one of those dating apps.
Go
out and exercise. Ride a bike.
Eddie, no. Dating apps are sad.
Really?
Don't.
Well, you know what the best remedy is? Really? Huh?
Chicken noodle soup.
Huh?
What?
What?
What are you talking about, remedy?
Well, thank you for listening. And hopefully, hopefully next week, if there are some broken hearts right now listening, right? Maybe next week, you'll be a little better. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.